Hey, Dave here from the Breakfast with Manny podcast, which comes from when my co-host Emmanuel, also known as Manny, and I used to meet regularly for breakfast. When we were discussing the shifting landscape of manhood, mostly by sharing our experiences and our struggles, as well as my coaching courses and my entrepreneurial experience, we realized many men could benefit from discussing these topics. So Breakfast with Manny is going to explore the unseen patterns that sabotage men from realizing their potential, healing, and getting the life, sex, career, and health they want, leading to a healthy masculine life.
So, Dave, there's memes out there that say that every white guy is now creating a podcast. So, two guys with a white...
Guilty.
Yeah, exactly. We're basically guilty. And I was seeing actually another video of a girl saying, guys, you know that if you're not feeling well, you can just call a friend. You don't have to start a podcast. So, here we are.
Okay, but wait. Some of the advice you're going to get is going to be shit, I think. But
yeah,
it is a good option. That's true.
It is an option out there. By the way, everyone... My name is Emmanuel, or also known as Manny. We have Dave with me, our host. I'm the co-host, and this is Breakfast with Manny. So for those of you who are familiar and saw other videos, you know we started going deep into that chart, that Glover chart. And I think today, Dave, you wanted to cover some things there, as well as some stories that happened recently. So
I like real life. So like, hopefully people listen to our podcast and don't just call their friends, but don't forget one of the original episodes we said, you know, find a good buddy to share things with.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I think it's useful, but you know, the idea behind Breakfast with Manny is you and me getting together talking about life. So what's better than real life? So something crossed my desk after we did our last episode, a bit about upper masculine and lower masculine, upper feminine, lower masculine, lower feminine energetics. So it was like a little gift from the universe. Mm-hmm. I got a text. I'm going to go into the text. So an old guy, I need to take the glasses off. So my buddy who I'm sure he's going to forgive me because this is for the greater good. I will not use his name, obviously. Let's see. Where is he? There we go. So I get a text from my good buddy. He's a great guy. He's had some issues at home sometimes. And again, he's going to watch this probably, so I apologize in advance. So he said, after a wonderful day and night with my wife yesterday, I did not fulfill my obligation this afternoon by making lunch, even though there was a ton of food in the fridge. She gave me the silent treatment and passive-aggressive attitude, lower feminine, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I asked her why, she said the person who cooks dinner the day before must make lunch the next day. And he had promised he was going to make it. I said, look, there's plenty of food in the fridge, which, as you might imagine, didn't go very well. So she exploded and got into rage and anger and those kinds of things. So if we pull the chart back up again, let's take a look. What we have is a couple that's pinging and ponging between lower masculine and lower feminine behavior. So we've got someone who took something personally. There's mm-hmm. resentment. There's passive aggressivity. And there's a withdrawal of love. And you could see it almost in the text. They switched places. So when you stay in the lower realm and you get into lower masculine, rageful, abusive, angry. So she went crazy. And so his attitude, which is extremely normal, is what the fuck's wrong with her? Like, look, what a bitch. She's just going crazy. All I did was miss lunch, right?
Yeah.
So I texted them back and I said, hey, listen, man, like it or not with the feminine, trust is a huge thing. So when you break trust, you need to fix it.
Yeah.
And so his attitude was, well, why do I have to fix it? Why doesn't she? And, you know, sort of like in dancing, like take the lead, man, like take the lead. So what he did was almost a perfect, perfect example of what not to do, because what he did was he almost pushed her into the lower masculine, angry, rageful, abusive. I'm going to read some of the points to you if you don't mind. So number one, he broke a promise and he made the male mistake, common guy thing. It was a little promise. There's no such thing.
That's a big thing, because we tend to look at these things, particularly us. I feel like guys, if like this is so insignificant, like why should this shouldn't fucking matter? And then, it gets worse because we break trust, but little and little increments with these things.
They don't. Yeah, it seems like a lot of especially more feminine women, when you break trust of any kind, in their nervous system or in their subconscious, that's related to trust everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So. And I think I told a story earlier in an earlier podcast. I forgot to put a curtain rod up, and I had a very feminine girlfriend at the time, And she was, I could just tell she closed right up. The key is you got to look at yourself and go, so number one message, first thing, women are reflectors in general of love or what's going on. So woman closes up, woman's angry. It's a good thing if you can start to develop the skill to go, okay, I think I fucked up. Not, she's crazy.
Yeah, because that doesn't work.
No.
Yeah, all in the fire for
sure. That doesn't work. Second thing, he sort of took this attitude of like, she attacked me for no reason. So he became a victim, right? I'm a victim of the attack. Now you're, if you're going to be a victim, now you're in the lower feminine quadrant. You're inviting her to go over to the lower masculine. You're not inviting her into the upper feminine quadrant or the upper masculine quadrant because we all inhabit each. He was passive aggressive and a bit defensive, like passive aggressive. Well, there's food in the fridge, right?
Yeah.
He didn't take full responsibility. Like I think when we look at what the world wants from men these days, and this is a big thing about healthy masculinity, is integrity, is taking responsibility for shit. How many times have we seen a corporate exec or in sports, you can see a guy who's lying through his teeth and he's just squirming. And all you ever wanted was this guy to just go, hey, I totally fucked up. I embezzled $2 million. I apologize and make it right. He didn't do that in this case, right? So that caused more trouble. He pointed the finger at her. Her behavior was the problem. He didn't do anything wrong in his mind, but he broke trust, which is a big no-no. And as I said, like, you know, he did have a point. He said, well, look, can't she be more conscious and forgiving? Absolutely. In any relationship, either partner, because again, everybody inhabits all these energetics all the time. There is room for someone when you start to notice that you're getting triggered to say like, what's this really about? And I'm going to get into that in a minute about my own personal story of me being kind of a giant loser online dating, but I want to delay that for one more minute. But yeah, man, what do you think? I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think these examples are so important to us because you and I talk about a lot of theory, but I love you bringing these examples because we all face these examples in our day-to-day. So that's interesting.
Yeah, man.
Did something after that happen or that's the end of the story there?
Well, that story, I mean, it was interesting. So I challenged him a little bit. I said, everything that happened after you broke trust, not that we're assigning blame, but we could say you were the cause. I don't like saying to people it's your fault.
Yeah.
I like saying you caused that. So everything after that, what does it have to do with her? And he could have gone back and gone, there's many, many things. Now, this couple has some long, you know, they're like a lot of long-term married couples. There's some resentment. The problem is when there's resentment, if you try to be more present and like get her out of her anger, there's no trust. So like I've had guys I've coached and we talk about like, what do you do? Well, it depends on who you're with and it depends on the state of your relationship. But if the relationship's relatively good, you could just seriously apologize. You could say, hey, I should have made lunch. I'm really sorry. And then just see what she says and don't fix and don't correct and don't do anything. You could tickle her, you could dance with her, you could wrestle with her. Be careful with that though, right?
I found a lot of moments in which being playful was actually worked, but you're right. You need to know when and when.
Read the room.
Exactly.
Yeah. If she's really, really, really pissed and you like, I don't know, throw a water balloon at her, that's probably not going to go so good.
Yeah, it's not going to go so well.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Yeah.
You know, I think these are excellent examples and I always try to see how I can most of the time be on my masculine, but realistically speaking, aren't we all eventually sometimes going to fall into these habits? And what's the goal is for us to realize we're there to then change our behavior? Would you say that's kind of like the objective there?
Dude, I'm so happy you asked it that way. And like, we don't coordinate things before, which is fun. I like it to be more organic. Not everybody skis, but I'll use skiing as an example. The difference between a great skier, like an excellent skier and a beginner. Beginner takes a couple seconds to recover. And an expert skier takes a millisecond. Like the adjustments are so fast, you don't even see it.
Mm.
So it's a skill. And the skill is starting to like, one of the hardest things is when our system goes off, when we're triggered, it's tough to bring the horses back in, right? But you have to go like, whew, I recommend, it's not easy, but as you do the work and as you get more and more conscious, you can call time out when you're angry. Instead of lash out, time out. Really important. Just go, look, I'm losing my shit. It's mine. Ownership's a big thing too, right? So it's not I'm angry, it's I'm feeling anger. It's mine. And I'm going to go check into it. Give me 5-10 minutes and we'll talk. Or a day or whatever you need, right? So my answer to that is like, it's all about skill. And skill just means practice. And skill means the better you get, the faster your corrections.
Does that make sense? Yeah. So for example, if you're angry and you know there's nothing that's going to change your current state of emotions, at least call this a timeout for a moment so you can go back there and then. Yeah.
But you know, and my next story about myself is going to kind of dig into, when we get that angry, it's never about the little thing, right? Like we said with this, it's just fucking lunch, right? Like big deal. But it was a big deal because for somebody, I suspect, and this is a total theory, that she probably has a bit of abandonment issues going on. And so when you violate trust of someone who has abandonment issues,
like boom.
Boom. Because that's death, right? Like, so once you start, and we're going to have a big series and section on subconscious patterns, that's coming. So like hang in there if you hate this episode, like come back. We're going to get into that because these triggerings are wild. And when you start to look at your patterns, I'm going to do something probably a bit weird, but it'll be a little bit strange. But I actually have a list of patterns I keep of my patterns. And I'm going to read them out. I'm going to go over them with you like on an episode. And it's going to be a little fucked up, but I'm going to do it anyway. Cool. So it'll be fun.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do it. And I think it'll help. Like once a pattern seen is a pattern that you can change. A pattern unseen, you obviously can't do fuck all about it, right?
Yeah.
So how's that sound?
No, that's weird. I think it's a good idea.
Come on. Yeah. Let me look at my notes. Let me see what's next. Oh, yeah. Okay. Now it's time for my idiocy. Well, no, I don't want to be that self-deprecating. And I don't like having that negative a self-talk. I guess I'd say this. The other thing I got to do at some point, and we'll talk about it, is like my childhood was it just was traumatic. Like fact, dealt with it, dealing with it, probably deal with it the rest of my life. So my reactions, I don't want to be like I'm a fucking idiot. I mean, I kind of was in this case, maybe a bit. I think I actually did okay. I want to see what you think of it because you don't know about this. But I'll get into the whole trauma stuff and like how we react and all that. But what I want to get into now is like a deeper, like how does this look when you're a little more conscious, right? So, you know, I'm no better or no worse than anyone else. I've done a fair bit of work. So, you know, this is what it looks like in practice. I still screwed up, sort of. Yeah. I reacted. So, as you know, because we do talk about this once in a while, I've sadly ventured into the world of online dating at my tender age, which is like super fun, right? So, and look, there's some lovely people. I've met tons of nice people. There's great people out there. It's a new reality.
Yeah.
What's interesting is the online dating has triggered me in ways I didn't think it was going to. So even not having a relationship, just the relationship of online dating has made me like freak out a couple of times. And I'm noticing the pattern keeps coming back. So it needs to be dealt with. So I'll give you an example. So meet a girl online, a woman. She's cool. She seems cool. A little mysterious, but we had a very quick text and I like to talk. It's just energetically better for me.
Phone calls or FaceTime or
One we did phone call. Like she wanted to do a phone call and I did too. And I don't like the texting. I like texting my partner, but not texting like some stranger. Like to get to know somebody, no tone. It's weird.
Yep.
So we chatted for 75 minutes, maybe. Great chat. Like sharp lady. She's done well in business. She seemed cool. She was one of the things I liked. We talked about being adventurous. She's like, yeah, I'm really adventurous. And so then we agreed. We're like, yeah, we should talk again soon, right? First alarm bell that goes off, and it's me. It's not her. And this is really important in relationships. Everything, we all see the world differently. So she said the word to me, like, I'm super adventurous. So we had this great call. And I said, well, look, if you're adventurous, why don't we adventure into a live meeting and a coffee, right? Like, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, screw it. And so she was like, no, I like to go slow. So right away I started judging her. I'm like, well, you're not so fucking adventurous after all, are you?
Did you tell her that? Or you
in my mind, no, in my head. I didn't say it out loud, thank God. But like the little kid in me, the little hurt kid in me, or the like
come on.
I was rejected, right? Yeah. I felt rejected. So, but whose rejection? It's whose feelings? They're mine. I got to deal with it. It got a bit worse though. It's kind of funny. It's mildly embarrassing. Let's put it in the public. So I said, well, cool, we'll chat again. And she's like, yeah, that's cool. I said, well, how's Wednesday? And then we started texting to make arrangements. I said, how's Wednesday? She's like, yeah, 8 o'clock's good. I'm like, oh, I got yoga. How's 8:45? She's like, no. Right away. I'm like, fuck, 45 more minutes. We would have been talking anyway. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Felt rejected. Felt unwanted. And we'll come back to that in a minute because it's really important. So I'm like, Thursday? She's like, Thursday? I'm like, Thursday? No, Friday, no. And she's like, well, maybe on the weekend. I said, well, there's one I left out of detail. Another expectation of mine, expectations are, someone said this, I love it. They are disappointments waiting to happen. So she's semi-retired.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, like, why don't we talk during the day? She's like, no, I really want to talk at night. Pissed me off again. I'm like, what are you talking about? You're semi-retired. I'm kind of semi-retired. Why don't we talk at 2, 3, 4, 1, 11? So I'm starting to get pissed off. I'm like, does she even want to see me? And I realized I was really getting kind of like pissy about it. Hmm. And it dominated my consciousness, which is not cool. So who do I really want to be? I'm like, we'll talk when you want to talk. And, you know, maybe we would have had a great chat and gotten like, had the best romance ever. Probably not. But what's important here is I started to see the triggering.
Yeah.
And I know one of my patterns, which is a tough one. So what? And this is another topic that's going to be a big topic someday, later in the podcast series, intergenerational trauma. So my dad was 12 years younger than his youngest next sibling. My dad couldn't stop talking about how unwanted he felt. So my dad felt seriously unwanted. That pattern lived on in me. So when I feel rejected or unwanted,
that triggers a
reaction.
A reaction there.
Yeah, because I feel like I'm never going to be loved. And then if you're never going to be loved, like you go back into trauma, you're very young. If you're not loved as a child, you die. So it's serious, right? So I'm like, this is way out of proportion for this lady that I don't even know. So right. What do? I got to go in. And this is the big message. I'm not going to say ninja because I'm certainly not an emotional ninja. Anyone who knows me knows I'm not that. But I'm working towards it. It's like I'm practicing.
Yeah.
So what do? So I call a good buddy of mine who's quite conscious and I tell him the story. And he's like, and I'll tell you the text I sent in a minute, which wasn't too bad. I really want to hear what you think of my text. But he just said, hey, man, first of all, you took it personally. And we know from our little chart, taking things personally is lower feminine. Mm-hmm. Secondly, she was dominating my thoughts and I felt rejected. And my whole life for a few hours was kind of around, hey, how could you not like me? Like, what the hell? I'm a victim of her. No wonder I'm miserable. So a couple of things that really helped. One was I asked myself, all right, I'm in the victim role. What am I going to do about it? Action is a great way to get out of victim consciousness. But my buddy also said, like, dude, like, why are you taking it so personally? She might just be busy. Like, big deal. She doesn't even know you.
Mm-hmm.
But again, deeper triggers. This is why patterns, which is coming up, it's so important.
Yeah.
Because they really, our wounds drive our behavior, man. So let me tell you what I texted her. See what you
Listen,
think.
Listen, I think the biggest, for me, the most impressive thing here is how you understand and know these things. And even then we're still victim to some extent to these reactions,
for
right?
Sure.
And so that's why we try to get better.
Yeah.
And that's also one of the reasons why this podcast is about a conversation and seeing together how we can be, you know, all better. So I like this. I like this.
Thanks, man.
This is a real life example. So what was it?
Well, let's be human, right?
Yeah.
Like we can be human. Yeah. Like we're still going to get pissed off. We're still going to like, I do think some people in the, let's say the more spiritual realm, which I've played in and I enjoy sometimes, I try to balance as much as I can, the material and the spiritual. Spiritual just meaning like know thyself to me. Some people have a different definition, but what I've noticed is just, you know, the whole, you can go too far with it sometimes and you can be like, I'm going to be like Gandhi. Like, no, like you're human. We get to be human, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of balance it out. There's no perfection here. It's not like, well, I'm going to study myself and I'm going to go do a yoga retreat and I'm going to do a meditation retreat and I'm going to come back into real life and never react. That's not how it works. And that's why meditation, it's really important to bring it into your life. And what I mean by that is anybody can sit by a palm tree and on the beach where no one's around and meditate and be calm. But when shit like this is going on, can you stop and can you check in with yourself? So I checked in with myself and I was like, holy shit, I'm really mad. I don't even know her. And like, when you're triggered, you're young. Like, your subconscious mind doesn't know your age, right?
Right.
So I was probably 6 years old. No wonder I was acting like a bit of a goof.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, does it really matter? Do I want to be that scarce? She's the only woman that I could ever date? No. So here's what I wrote. I want to see what you think. So I said, I said, hey, I think I'm going to have to pass for someone who's self-proclaimed semi-retired to not make a bit of time for a potential romance, open bracket, especially after a good first chat, close bracket. I'm at a bit of a loss. And then you mentioned being adventurous, but I really feel like you need to be pulled along. There's a real reticence here. I feel someone adventurous would be excited and jump into meeting me and say, what the hell? Judgment? Much? I know, this is goofy. Maybe we won't put this episode out. But anyway.
No, this is great.
And then I had a recovery paragraph. Like, yeah. Okay, I'm not a total loser. These are just my feelings and I take full responsibility that I do not know you fully yet, but it just doesn't feel good to me. I do wish you all kinds of luck in finding love. So like, good, decent recovery.
Did she reply?
No.
Okay. And no. When was that? That was a week ago or something?
Yeah, it was like a week ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, but here's the thing. My judgment, which is ego, which is separative, I'm pouring it out into this woman.
Yeah.
But do you see how I've made up a whole story about her?
Mm-hmm.
She's semi-retired. She must have time.
Yeah.
That's an assumption. She should reach out in 36 hours, not 48. Like you can just see it.
No, 100%. Yeah. I see what you're saying there.
All me though, man. All me. And you know, at the end of the day, I did some deeper work with a buddy of mine who we do reciprocal coaching with, who's going to be a guest on the show, actually.
Awesome.
He's an awesome guy. And we dug in on this and like, this is, you know, this, and this, I don't know if this is for everybody, but kind of really went deeper into like what was going on. And when you do certain techniques, which we'll get into like in quite a while on this podcast, your subconscious mind will give you images and things like that. And so, and I am going to share this and it might be a bit foo-foo for some, but whatever. Dug around and what came out of this was, because my father was so abusive, and I might have told this story, but my father used to block my mom from loving me, which is like, oops. Like I remember being like 5 years old and my mom would hold me and he'd be like, get away from him, you're going to spoil him.
It's like, yeah, what the fuck?
Like, what the fuck, dad? Yeah. So my dad blocked my mom could never express her love for me really fully. So when we did the deeper work, it came out that my mother loved me to death, but just couldn't show it because she was blocked. So some of my like searching for women and some of my relationships I'm trying to establish with women is to fill that hole.
Mm.
Filling a hole is not coming from love. So that's why I probably have had some troubles. Like,
when did you know, by the way, like, when did you realize that? Did you always knew that that was something...
That I'm totally fucked, you mean? That? No?
No, I mean, of course you went through this, yeah, but that sure. You were repeating patterns, basically.
Oh, yeah. I got to be honest. It's been cumulative, man. Like, I've been working really hard on a lot of this internal stuff, like going deeper, and we'll talk about that at some point. But
yeah.
It's been, I'd say 5 years of really good, solid stuff.
Okay.
And 5 years of pretty solid stuff, yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's I mean, it's impressive. It's impressive to see that because I think there's a lot of people that would benefit so much also from knowing some of these.
Well, things. Look, so here's the thing. So if I don't do this deeper work, and I've had it before, this isn't the first woman I've been a little pissy with, right?
Yeah.
To be honest. And the pissiness, I'm now like a little hurt kid. I'm like, oh, no wonder. So I can do some work around the wound and I can try to heal that up. And now I can meet someone in a loving way. Because right now, I feel like, and this is more than I thought we'd get into today, but I'm going to do it. I'm looking to get rejected, man. Like, I'm looking for it because I expect it because it's a pattern in me,
mm-hmm.
You know, and it comes from the old man, and I'm not him. And I just think for all of us, like, once you start understanding, like, I'll just say this, under the hood of me, there are subconscious patterns driving my behavior.
Mm.
I don't like that because that makes me a victim, right? That's not fucking cool. No. I don't want that. I want to have control. Well, not control. Control is a bit of a tricky thing, but I want to have awareness and consciousness around my life. So that's kind of what I wanted to get at. But, you know, but like this wound has poured out before. Like I've had a couple of women like delay meeting me or whatever. And I'm like, I feel so rejected. I'm like, and then I get really judgmental, ego.
Yep. Yep.
Then I get defensive. And then I get lower masculine, a little bit aggressive. I've been pretty good. I don't write nasty, too nasty, but I'll write like, you should.
Mm-hmm,
I'm shooting all over the place, as Tony Robbins used to say. Bullshit, man. So there you go. Yeah. So that's today's episode. And
no, I'm happy you shared this. This is good. This is good for everyone to realize again, maybe try to be as self-aware as possible, right? To
try it.
These things, try.
Yeah.
It's not always possible, but try as much as possible. And
Well, I would say this. I'll just to wrap.